Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, partiers? What kind of night is it?
What? Woo! What?
Tell me what they're doing.
What?
Brother.
What?
Ooh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, that's right, it's that time again. It's the Fuzz and Travis Show. It's going to be March the 22nd, 2016. Let this be a sign.com. I'm Travis, the real deal Creasy. How are you doing, my wonderful co-host in crime, Fuzz? What's up? Well, I guess I'm on my own.
I'm doing good. How are you?
Okay, all right. I'm wonderful. Now that I've heard your wonderful voice this evening, you beautiful man, gosh. You.
Hush. Hush you. Quiet.
The truth.
Quiet, boy.
It's the truth. It's the truth.
Just start referring to you as boy like Foghorn Leghorn always did. Now, boy.
I'd be okay with that, really.
You know, one of my favorite things I really like the show is my Foghorn Leghorn impression.
Now, I say,
boy.
Go ahead. You got more, right?
I'm working on him psychologically.
That wasn't really,
I miss those cartoons. After we get done with the show, I'll probably go on YouTube and look up some of those wonderful cartoons.
Hey, you got all the free time in the world, right?
Because you on
spring break.
Spring break.
Hashtag.
By the way, I have my brand new Beats Studio headphones on, Travis.
I'm digging it.
I hope I sound okay.
Were they
this is a different microphone than I'm used to using.
Sound wonderful.
Excellent.
Loud and
just
clear.
Like to mention that these Beat headphones were $3.99.
$3.99.
Didn't pay a dime. Other than the last five years of my life to that wretched hashtag of the company.
About time, huh?
Listen to all I got here. Faux free. Okay. Faux free. I got the Beats Studio headphones. I got a set of steak knives.
Nice.
Which I may try and bring to Dallas on the plane. We'll see what happens. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do that. You know, today's probably not even the day to make a joke like that. I'm sorry, everybody. I didn't think about it. All right. I got the
so insensitive.
Beats Studio. You know, I'm a sensitive guy. You've seen the Jamar side of me coming out in the last year or so, would you say?
Yeah, no, it's kind of scary.
I'm such a compassionate guy now. What in the world's going on?
What happened?
What happened to the douchebag we knew? What happened to the jerk, the guy who's spitting at everybody's face? Anyway, Beats Studio headphones. Set of steak knives and the coup de grace, that's right, my very own divot replacer.
Your own what?
And that's right, my own divot replacer for golf.
Nice.
And this bad boy even comes with the corporate logo on it. So work actually put their logo on the divot replacer, so, you know. Yeah. Hey, you know,
whatever. Did you get to pick these, or did they just
send them randomly? There was a catalog, and there were certain items in this catalog I got to choose from, and I had a certain amount of money to spend. Now, here's how this works. I can spend more money than they give me, but they're going to take the rest of it out of my paycheck every week. Okay, well, I'm no big spender like that. So I said I'm just going to get as much as I can, faux free. That's right. Right, Travis? Faux free.
Faux free, because free 99 is the best 99.
Exactly. Faux free. And, well, I ended up with steak knives and a divot replacer. And really the only thing that I wanted, my Beats Studio headphones. So there you go.
Sweet. Welcome to the show, Official Fuzz
Welcome
Headphones.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Yeah, man.
Now
are,
I have Beats,
pretty cool.
And you have Beats.
We can ignore
we
each other
Beats.
While wearing our Beats headphones. Yeah. Now, Travis, of course, we are mere week and a half away-ish from
it's
the
crazy to think about.
Show reunion. The show reunion, everybody. Dallas,
mm-hmm.
WrestleMania. Now, listen, I know there's millions. And The Rock means...
Travis, help me out here.
Millions of the show fans. So if y'all in Dallas and you want to get some autographs, absolutely. I mean, we're going to be busy, but stop and see us. We'll be happy to meet our adoring fans. And as I looked at the statistics today, Travis, it looks like... shout out to Blog Talk Radio real quick, who keeps stats on all the shows for us. And I am proud to announce that coming in at 0% listens completed, the Fuzz and Travis Show.
Awesome.
Ain't none of y'all waited to the end. Ain't none of y'all know what the end of our show sound like. Well, that being said, we'll take time out of our busy schedule in Dallas, and we will, of course, do the whole meet and greet. Ain't that right, Travis?
Yes, absolutely. And it's a lot cheaper than access. Good grief.
$55! Good grief.
Also, on the flip side, the Fuzz and Travis Heavyweight Championship belt will also be in attendance.
Yeah, so for all those geeks that we've made fun of over the years for walking around places with their fake title belts, because what's she going to do with it? Well, now it's going to be us, because fuck it.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Went down there to Victoria, Texas, and got it. Took it away from him.
Yeah. My goodness, Travis, you I'm going to have to send you a picture of these knives. It's unbelievable.
Don't poke your eye out.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid. Why is that not a drop?
I don't know, because whoever does our drops hasn't made one yet.
Stainless steel. Wood handle. And a very nice cutting board, unfortunately with the name of the company in it. But whatever. I can put a sticker over that or something. I don't know. I ain't gonna be using
that may,
really
might
that
make
much.
It a little more stabby than usual.
More stabby than usual, baby. I got an itchy trigger finger. You like that?
Loved it. Terrified me.
I don't know what's going on. I've been up since 5 o'clock in the morning, and I am jacked!
Woo! It's wonderful.
What's wrong with me?
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm currently trying to get my mind wrapped around a 12-hour drive from Florence, Alabama, to Dallas, Tejas.
Tejas, man. Tejas. 12 hours. Ugh. I thought 4.5 to school was bad when I was in college. Well, you're doing 3 times that. Twice. It's not too late to fly,
crazy.
Travis.
Huh?
I said it's not too late to fly, right?
Not too late to fly. If the Don gives me a clear go ahead or not. We're gonna see what's left out there.
Yeah. You never know. You never know. By the way, everybody, I want to brag on myself a little bit, you know, because I never really do. So I'd like to take this chance to brag on myself a little bit. I have done DDP yoga now 22 days in a row. Sales high five. Thank you. Sales high five, everybody. 22 days in a row. Actually, I just finished it before I called into the show.
Way to go. Way to go.
Picked out a quick little 15-minute workout. I might do another one tonight. I haven't decided. But, yeah.
Possible.
I don't know what else.
It could happen.
I don't know how I'm going to feel later. Yeah, it could happen. Oh, mercy, mercy me. Travis, I watched the show Benson today for the first time. You ever seen it?
Benson. I'm not sure. Go ahead and give me the plot, because I want to say I've seen it, or at least I know of it.
Well, I can't really describe the plot of the whole show. I can, as I just saw one episode, so I don't really know. It stars an Afro-American, is that the correct term?
I don't know anymore.
Running yep. for lieutenant governor.
Okay.
And, yeah, just kind of chronicle that. Long story short, he wins.
I think I have seen it.
Let me read the Wikipedia description. Benson is an American television sitcom that aired from September 13, 1979 to April 19, 1986, the year of my birth, on ABC. Serves as a spinoff from the soap opera parody Soap, in which the character Benson, portrayed by I don't know his last name, so we're just going to call him Robbie G, had first appeared
what
as
up, Robbie
a wisecracking yet level-headed African-American butler for the highly dysfunctional Tate family. However, Benson eschewed the soap opera format of its parent show for a more conventional sitcom structure. The series was created by Susan Harris and produced by Whit Thomas, blah, 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 blah. No, well, I liked it. My dad said he never watched it much, but I enjoyed it.
I have, in fact, seen the show. So, from what I remember, I have fond memories, but I don't really remember anything. So
in this episode that I watched today, Benson, the titular character, is that how you say it?
Yes.
Anyway. He is running for lieutenant governor against a candidate, and they end up having a debate just days before the vote. And it was amazing to me. I've been trying to find the clip of this on YouTube or somewhere on the internet. Can't find it yet, but I'll keep looking. And during the debate, this character, however many years ago, you know, somewhere 30-plus years ago, it was just amazing how he debated Benson, and he acted exactly like Donald Trump. Exactly.
Yeah, I saw your tweet or comment. No, it was Facebook.
Unbelievable. Yeah, it was Facebook, but it was unbelievable, man. Like, I'm sitting there watching it, and I look at my dad, and I'm like, he's playing Donald Trump. This is amazing. Like, he literally was sitting there being racist, saying, we've got to put people back to work and do what's right for our state. Yeah. And just saying, like, these cheap little buzzwords, you know, that Donald Trump says.
Yeah.
Basically saying nothing. And then he refers to Benson as the black. He goes, you are the black candidate. In basically insinuating that he's just going to take care of black folks if he's governor. And Benson goes, right, I am black. You're also the bald candidate. So are we to assume that you're only going to be taking care of the wants and needs of bald people? I'm like, this is awesome. I wish somebody would stand up to Donald Trump like this. Amazing. Just remember, everybody, God doesn't hate the same people you do.
I would venture to say God doesn't hate anybody, but sure.
That's the point.
That is the point. Thought I'd point that out, and some people miss the point sometimes.
You can hate all the people you want. You can be a racist, be a jerk. You can hate people for no reason at all. God don't hate them. So should you.
I'd like to send, since we're on the Trump topic, I'd like to send a shout out to all those people who are making Trump a victim. A martyr, you might say.
Amazing. Amazing.
Let this man self-destruct, people.
Yeah, just let him go.
The more people talk, the more he talks, the more, you know, just say it. The more he talks, the better opportunity you have for him to self-destruct. But if you don't let him talk, he's not going to self-destruct. But anyways.
Here we go. I found a Facebook group that is called Donald Trump Supporter Quotes.
Nice.
You were about to say something?
I was just saying, you know, don't make it's like exactly when Obama won, you know, and people were throwing around stupid comments. And like the last thing you want to happen is something bad to happen to Barack Obama and him become a martyr. Because then he just becomes bigger than life. I mean, whatever you may think of the man, if he dies in office, he's automatically like at least on the level of sainthood. Maybe angelic.
Oh, dude.
I mean, look.
Dude.
Kurt Cobain
Hillary's
has
gonna...
good tunes, all right? But
yeah.
Now he's like the greatest thing ever because,
yep.
You know, something terrible happened, which I wouldn't wish on anybody. But
Dude, just wait. Hillary's going to appoint Obama as a Supreme Court justice. You know this, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, woo-hoo! Think about that. Think about that. That's coming.
Yeah.
That's coming.
Just get ready.
If you
weren't
depressed
before you came on the show.
Hey, we started talking politics.
Yeah.
Did you see go ahead.
We need a drop on the show that when things just get way too out of hand politically that we just hit that button and we know we've hit that point.
I know.
Don, is that you? Are you on the show?
Don Mattea!
I'm here. Just in time for the Donald Trump Barack Obama discussions.
Yes.
Sorry, buddy.
I heard it all. I saw it all.
I heard it all.
May have missed it. What exactly is the topic tonight? Was that the intended topic or?
I don't know if there is necessarily a topic as the captains of Jackassery continue to dominate the airwaves.
Well, I'll just tell you this. I came up with the title of the show, and then I just let it go. So,
yep.
The Cuban baseball crisis was all my doing. Other than that, I don't know where we're going.
Pat myself.
The Cuban baseball crisis.
Oh, hey, listen, you don't know where we're going? I don't know where we're going, but I'm leading the way. You boys get on my back, and I'll take you to the promised land. I promise you that, brother.
Hi there. This is Mike Donnelly. I work over here at the Recreational Center. To be honest, we've got too much run the place. Is this Pat Giles? Good, good.
Good,
hey,
good.
I hope everything's going great in your fine town of Avery.
Atwood.
Say, the reason I'm calling is I wanted to tell you a little bit about the candidacy of Al Donnelly. Al Donnelly's a guy with a dream. His dream is to become governor of this great state of Washington. Hell, every guy's got his dream, am I right? Between you, me, and the wall, I had a doozy myself last night. Get this. A corn-fed harvest mouse, a hooker, a nun, a Flemish peasant woman, whips, chains, whistles, yo-yos, a circus midget, my grandmother riding by on a bicycle, give me the finger, and a duck. Now, I don't know. Are you crying? Oh, my Lord. I am sorry, honey. Please don't. Could you get your daddy on the phone? No, don't hang up, please.
Good times.
Whoa. Who wouldn't vote for Al Donnelly over Donald Trump? Let's guess.
No kidding. No kidding.
Al Donnelly should run, especially with that kind of pitch, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if this is a ploy. I wonder if this is a ploy that where people go, okay, since the whole field is just so terrible, why not give Barack Obama another turn?
I'm surprised it hasn't come up yet.
I wonder if that's a conspiracy by hatched onto yet.
Isn't that what Hillary is, though?
Pretty much.
So what now? Yeah.
Isn't that what Hillary is? Another Obama term? Because, I mean, really, if Hillary gets elected, nothing changes. You know? Liberty gets worse. War gets worse. Other than that, nothing else really changes dramatically.
Yeah. And Barack Obama becomes the Supreme Court Justice, right?
Yeah, that's happening. I'm calling it right now.
Because I got no place else to go.
Well, we need plenty of places to go other than Barack Obama.
So we're closing in on the second episode of our Hall of Fame and Hall of Shame in the next week or so. I guess it'll be post-WrestleMania. But just to throw that out there, be thinking about it as we approach, you know, Cousin Travis Hall of Fame.
You were saying,
Did you guys happen to see Barack Obama's speech in Cuba today?
I did not see that.
No.
No.
At one point, he said something to the effect of, we have no power or right to basically force our political or economic ideals on Cuba. You guys are, you know, free to do what you want to do. And I was just thinking, wait a second. We've like, ignored them for the last 50 years or so, 60 years, whatever it's been. We just completely shut them out. And then, you know, what, a year and a half ago or whatever it was, we lift the embargo and all that. And now we're treating them like our best pals, and we don't treat anybody like that, not even Israel.
Yeah.
Something's up.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. For decades, people will praise Barack Obama for lifting the embargo, for becoming better friends with Cuba.
Hey, I give him credit.
That's not out of an extension of friendship. That was out of self-maintenance.
Right.
We were becoming increasingly isolated in the West, in this hemisphere, and so we needed to basically give out extend goodwill for our own benefit, not for Cuba's benefit.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me give you my two cents on this, okay, because they're not worth very much. Number one, I will now refer to Cuba as John F. Kennedy referred to Cuba as Cuber.
Cuber.
And second of all, what do you expect Cuba and America to do when the X-Men got involved all those years ago in the missile crisis? I mean, it kind of would freak me out, too, when the mutants show up and screw everything up, you know? I mean...
Darn me.
So there you have it. There you have it.
Those
there you have it,
everybody.
The real truth.
Chuck Xavier and the boys.
I'm just really surprised that I finally agreed with that Cuban guy that's on ESPN for once. I can't even remember his name.
Roberto.
I think his last name is Batard, Batard or something.
Dan Levitard.
My daddy's name was Roberto.
Did you watch any of the baseball games, Buzz?
No, I was at work. Couldn't see it. But the good guys won, so that's good.
I was hoping we would challenge them to a hockey match.
Oh, nice. Hockey match?
Yeah.
Alright.
Isn't that what they call it in hockey? Well, just soccer on ice?
Well, I mean, you know, since they're all communists down there, they're probably atheists, and they're not going to church, so why don't we just, you know, Sundays are wide open. Why don't we bring the NFL down there and have an NFL match?
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
It's actually not a bad idea, honestly.
Let's do it.
I think it could work. I don't know where you'd play it. Do they have stadiums? I don't know.
Yeah, they have what they call, and Don will back me up on this, they have a pitch.
Yes.
That they could play on.
Well, I mean, first time, it'd be the first time a man played a sport on that field, so.
Amen.
I'm funny.
So are you guys, I didn't realize, it crept up on me. I thought this was at least midsummer, late summer sort of thing. Apparently, Batman versus Superman releases this weekend. Are you guys going to see
it?
Yeah,
it does.
I had no idea, and probably not.
Travis is going to see it, though.
I'm not sure when we'll get an opportunity to, because I imagine we're not going to go, like, first thing out the gate. To go see it.
When is it? When's opening? When's opening night?
I think Friday.
Probably Wednesday. Probably technically Wednesday night, because you know they do they've gotten this new gimmick where they like to extend the weekend as much as possible, so they can say, oh well, this is the biggest grossing movie of all, biggest grossing weekend of all time. Even though
Wednesday's
not the weekend.
This is conspiracy broken by a man who used to be in the business of movies.
That's true. That is true. Long, long time. Oh, a long time ago.
Donnie boy. Breaking news here on the Fuzz and Travis show.
But, all my blustering since the first trailer came out, since before then, since I first heard about the movie coming out, I've said, I don't know when I'll see it. You know, if it happens, it happens. I don't know if I don't think I want to. And now, because of Women Folk, I will be seeing it opening weekend. Take it, man.
Exactly like I did before.
Probably.
I landed on Iwo Jima.
Yes.
I hear you, man.
The only way I'm going to enjoy this, it's not going to happen, the only way I'm going to enjoy this is if Batman literally kills Superman. And he takes over, he finishes the whole series. Like,
murder.
Superman is no longer the focus, Batman is the focus.
Which is the least believable of any outcome.
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing is, like, who's going to see this and think they're actually going to fight until someone wins? It's going to be, there's another. It's even showing you in the trailer. It's pretty much showing
Doomsday.
You that Doomsday shows up and they have to fight Doomsday. And Justice League forms. Like, nobody believes. It's just a waste.
Fuzz is just excited about Wonder Woman being in a movie.
I didn't know she was, but now I am. What a babe.
Exactly. Boom.
She put me in a headlock.
Redeeming Superman versus Batman for Fuzz. That's what I just did.
It's not redeeming. It's not redeeming.
I've been redeemed.
You know. So, all right. So, are we talking, like, Wednesday at midnight, as in, like, technically Thursday, or what?
I think they usually, if I'm not mistaken, they usually they do select releasing, like, maybe in Huntsville here or Nashville. They'll release on a midnight on Wednesday, I think.
When are you going?
Okay. Well, that all depends on when I can.
When is Don going? You said you were going to have to go.
Oh, you don't
weekend.
Care about me. Okay, I see how you.
No,
okay. I got
I don't
it.
Care.
You're not seeing it.
I didn't. Say
I'm not
that.
Sure yet. I open all the weekend, so I guess anytime Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'm off to get with my compadres and see what they want to do.
Homies?
Yes. I do not have homies. Homies.
Would you say, Don, that your mind is on your money or your money is on your mind?
My mind is on my money.
How many homosexuals in your neighborhood?
That's another good question.
Is that Donald Trump?
It might as well be.
Phil Donahue.
He just comes on his next press conference.
They probably know each other.
Oh, I'm sure. There's so many weird people in this world. So many weird people in this world.
You're telling me.
Do you guys find yourself playing the game of that guy, the Donald Trump supporter? Like, I just go around in public, and I just, like, I see somebody, and I can't help it. It's like when I spot an Auburn fan, I go, well, that's an Auburn fan. Spotting Auburn fans and spotting Donald Trump supporters.
Well, let me tell you,
every
brother,
time I see,
it's probably going to be the most racist thing I've ever said on this show.
Oh, no.
I travel through North Huntsville on a regular basis, and so I see Obama tags and bumper stickers,
yeah.
So I know exactly what you're talking about. Like, thanks.
Woo! I always feel like the world makes more sense when I see somebody doing something foolish. I think it's foolish. You know, which, you know, we all have moments. But, you know, when you're just being especially judgmental and then you see someone do something silly and you go, that's probably an Auburn fan or a Tennessee fan. And then you see something that justifies it, like they have a Tennessee, you know, decal or an Auburn decal. It's like, yep. I am a great
Every time I see somebody with one of these dumb, like there was a kid that was coming into one of the stores I was working at on a regular basis wearing, a high schooler, okay? And he was wearing this Make America Great Again hat. And there was a lady that came in wearing a Trump 2016 shirt. And I don't understand it because I would be so embarrassed to be a Trump fan. I would be so embarrassed. And these people wear it like a badge of honor.
Oh, man. Let me just tell you. If you think watching Raw and what WrestleMania is going to be is a work, I mean, we are getting worked over. I mean, just honestly, we get worked over. And, I mean, just look at the field. Look who we have to pick from. I mean, the media owns us. They know how to work us. I mean, they're all Vince McMahon. They all know how to work us. You know? As much as I blast Raw and I blast, you know, WrestleMania and how bad it is, Vince McMahon can always point to the political atmosphere in this country and go, you people will do and take what I like.
It's amazing. Like, it's... I like how we veered right off into WrestleMania. It's 2016, and Shane McMahon is going to main event WrestleMania versus The Undertaker in Hell in a Cell after being gone for 7 years, showing up out of nowhere, and he is probably going to win.
Have you heard the theory that Undertaker will beat him to a pulp and then lay down?
Why would he do that?
I've heard that theory, and you know some people were appalled, but in Dallas, in his home state, no less, you know. But I've heard that theory that he will just beat Shane McMahon, you know, from pillar to post and then lay down.
No, like, I don't believe that.
Basically, to like make a sacrifice to sacrifice himself or to eliminate the authority or to take it to
No, he's sacrificing himself for the good of the company. He's Vince McMahon's phenom, his Undertaker, his dead man. He's on the side of the company.
I still see.
Although,
but, I mean, really, how would you finish the match? How does that finish?
I wouldn't book it. The question's irrelevant because I'd never book it. Like, here's a big issue that I have with WrestleMania. Triple H is part of the Authority. He is also the World Heavyweight Champion. He is wrestling Roman Reigns for the WWE World Heavyweight title, correct?
Yes.
Stipulation for the Hell in a Cell match, if Shane McMahon wins, the Authority is fired.
Yeah.
So why is Triple H even fighting? Because there's a chance that he may just be fired for good, like never come back, theoretically.
Yeah.
I know he's coming back, obviously. But I don't understand.
We're not that lucky.
Here's how I would book the main event of WrestleMania. Hang on, before you say that, it's 2016. I think we have enough history now with NXT and stuff that's been going on. We don't have to criticize Triple H anymore. The crap is not his fault. The good stuff is basically his stuff. The crap that's going on is not him. So let's leave him out of that. Continue.
WrestleMania, main event. What happens is, as what you're saying, Undertaker beats Shane from pillar to post. And all of a sudden, Undertaker's gong music hits again. Everybody's like, what is going on? We've already got the dead man down here. And all of a sudden, the little monks, shaman or whatever they are, bring down a cross. And who's on that cross? Stephanie McMahon. And it's like, are we in 1990 whatever again? And all of a sudden, Vince McMahon comes out, unmasks himself with one other stranger who unmasks himself. And it's Stone Cold Steve Austin who rushes into the ring, gives the stunner to Taker, gives the stunner to Shane, stuns everyone in the crowd, and they all receive it graciously. And it's the greatest WrestleMania moment.
Triple H awards him the WWE World Heavyweight title. He makes his return. And they set up the one-year build for Austin versus Lesnar at WrestleMania 33.
There you go.
Outdoors.
And we're all
outdoors in Orlando, Florida. Beautiful Orlando, Florida, by the way.
I have to express my appreciation for the phrase, take stunners graciously. They all take stunners graciously.
We all line up and take a number, take a stunner.
He has to have a big moment, though. I mean, it's Dallas. He's going to be there. It's going to be fantastic.
Can you imagine if Stone Cold Steve Austin allowed every fan in attendance in Dallas to line up and take a stunner? 85,000 people getting a stunner. We'd be there until, I mean, next WrestleMania.
Which is okay.
A-okay with me. By the way, I do believe that we're all gonna have to start, planning on WrestleMania in Orlando next year. You guys know that, right?
The return.
The return.
I do appreciate that area your voice goes to when you start saying things like that.
Oh, thank you.
How many years ago will it be since Orlando? The last time I was there.
Our trips will be 9 years in between.
9 years in between.
You should know this because however many years you've been married, that's how many years it's been since we went to WrestleMania together.
It was a great bachelor trip.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
I didn't get to go to the bachelor party, but you know,
it's not my fault.
Oh, really?
No.
Didn't get an invite.
Hey, listen, I'm going to use the same excuse you used for Paul, whatever his name is, okay? I think it's not my fault anymore because I carry this show, and I've carried it for years, all right? The good parts about this show, all mine.
Oh, really? Is that a fact?
The Cuban baseball crisis? Come on, you can't argue with that.
Okay. You keep believing that. You keep believing that because maybe this is the last time we ever hear this.
What's up, partiers? What kind of night is it?
Well, let me tell you, the argument that you just made that we can leave Paul, whatever his name is, out of it because he's named himself the world champion 17,000 times.
It's the same argument I just made
because I named myself.
Who
the
should
best
be champ right
show.
Now? Who should be champ right now?
Dean Ambrose.
Dean Ambrose. I'm fine with that, but he ain't the guy yet. No, Brock Lesnar.
Brock.
Who? Okay, when? He's gonna beat Roman Reigns. They were trying to get Roman Reigns over. That didn't happen.
Yes.
Understand where this is all going. They're trying to get Roman Reigns over. It ain't gonna happen. But. Hey,
exactly. So
listen,
why not go
no, listen,
and
give listen, 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 listen. No, listen, listen, listen. They want to go with Roman. Do you want Roman beating Lesnar, or do you want him beating Triple H?
I don't care.
No, I want him beating Triple H. I don't want him beating Lesnar. The next guy needs to beat Lesnar, not Roman Reigns, because he's clearly not the guy.
I got it. I'm just saying, I think that old Triple H deserves some of the blame. But here's the blame he deserves. Not locking the doors. I mean, last night on Raw, I mean, come on, dude.
Didn't watch the end of it. That show was so bad, I could not finish it. It was so bad.
You've got to go back. Can you give me a recap?
I don't know.
Don, you have to go back. Y'all have to go back and watch the last part where Roman Reigns beats up Triple H.
I heard it was bad. Yeah.
Like, they're trying to pull out. Here's the recap. They're trying to leave. Like, Stephanie McMahon has decided she's going to leave. And so she calls Triple H to come get her. And they're in the parking garage. And they get in this black SUV. And as the little opening begins to open and pull up, Roman Reigns is standing there. And I mean, like, the gate raises so slow. I mean, it's like you're 10 seconds in and the gate's just at his knees, and everybody knows it's Roman Reigns.
Mm-hmm.
And so it finally raises up, and he walks to the truck, to the SUV. He doesn't run. He walks to the SUV, which you absolutely know the SUV has power locks.
Well, maybe it's a rental car and
the,
it doesn't.
He opens the door and drags Triple H out and begins to beat him up. And it's like, this is the slowest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Triple H developing. Had a taser at that point by that time.
I know. It was bad. I was just like,
how'd you
wow.
like that? How'd you like that main event, huh? Braun Strowman versus Dean Ambrose?
Oh.
That was the main event.
And it ended in a DQ, so there you go.
Yeah.
Also,
I'm back in late days in WCW again.
Travis, I don't know if you noticed last night that there was a triple threat match that ended in a DQ, or they threw it out or whatever. And then there was a triple – the announcers said that triple threat matches can't end in a DQ in the very next match.
Yeah, I watched the last hour of Raw, and it was pretty rough.
I watched the first 2 hours, and it was just, ugh.
It's like, literally, they're trying to assassinate everybody. Like,
yeah,
Dean Ambrose, they like slowed him down. Kevin Owens, like that whole match where he like interrupted, and it's just like, what is going on?
Fine.
You can tell that nobody believes in the storyline.
Owens is fine, but I did not like how he goes backstage and Stephanie just acts like he's nobody. It's like, what in the world? She would not talk to Steve Austin this way.
Yeah.
Okay. This is ridiculous. And I had a big argument earlier tonight with our good friend Pawpaw. Chris Jericho and AJ Styles have been in a feud, and up until recently, I thought it was a great feud. But Chris Jericho has lost 2 consecutive matches on distraction finishes, looking like a geek. And that makes me angry.
It just, I mean, do you agree that the Shane McMahon Undertaker WrestleMania match reeks of desperation, as in all of our guys are injured, Shane, we need you to come back, please save us?
But
yeah,
I just think there's somebody on the card that can give Taker a run. Somebody.
Who?
I mean, heck, Kevin Owens. I don't know. Somebody.
Oh, that was actually discussed, and I think it would have been great.
Kevin Owens is he's the most antagonistic guy since CM Punk, I guess. I mean, CM Punk, from what I understand, had a great build-up to that WrestleMania. Why can't Kevin Owens could carry that? Heck,
you guys jacked for Intercontinental title ladder match at WrestleMania?
Okay, I heard something about this earlier. What happened there? How did that come about? Who's in it?
All right, so originally I thought it was going to be Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, Dolph Ziggler, and Mike The Miz. And then WWE decided to make it a multi-man ladder match. So they added in the likes of Zack Ryder, Stardust, and who else did they add? Who was it? Oh, shoot, I'm blanking out now. Stardust, Zack Ryder.
Don't say R-Truth.
Travis, do you remember? No.
R-Truth is going to be a tag team. It's the Dudleys, right?
Yeah, R-Truth and Goldust debuted last night or whatever, and they lost. So, hey, all that work, weeks and weeks and weeks of these horrible vignettes, hyping them up as a team to have them lose in their debut. Great, whatever.
I actually can't remember either.
That's how much of an impression they made on me, I guess. It was another geek. I don't even remember who it was. It was another geek.
It's not a Wyatt family, right? No one in Wyatt family's in it.
I heard about Zack Ryder, and I thought, I didn't realize Zack Ryder was still with the company.
Yeah. He's been in NXT in a tag team with Mojo Rawley called the Hype Bros.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. I saw that on Edge and Christian.
Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn versus Dolph Ziggler versus Zack Ryder versus Mike The Miz versus Stardust versus Sin Cara.
Yeah. So Kevin Owens has to win, right?
I hope so. Here are some things that stand out to me. Okay. First of all, we're less than 2 weeks away from WrestleMania, and we don't even have the whole card yet. Number two, the Kevin Owens Intercontinental title match, apparently they felt the need to make that the multi-man ladder match. Then we get Kalisto versus Ryback for the United States Championship one-on-one.
Kalisto versus Ryback.
Which championship?
For the U.S. championship.
Gotcha.
That's a one-on-one.
Well, one thing about it, there's two historical options here if we go. First of all, we're in attendance of one of the largest WrestleManias, and also we're in attendance for possibly the worst WrestleMania.
Well, so WrestleMania's going to be... WrestleMania is going to be fun. That's the thing. Even though, like, the storylines have absolutely been garbage leading up to all this, the show's going to be a blast. I mean, that ladder match is going to be a lot of fun. New Day's on the card. That'll be fun. The Dudley Boys are on the card. Hey, whatever. The women's three-way is going to rule. Charlotte versus Becky Lynch versus Sasha Banks is going to rule. Dean Ambrose versus Brock Lesnar is going to rule. Shane McMahon versus The Undertaker is going to be fun. Now, the ending of the match, I have no idea.
I mean, literally, okay, Hell in a Cell match, if McMahon wins, he will take full control of Raw. If Undertaker loses, he will be barred from competing at WrestleMania ever again.
Nice.
Triple H and Roman Reigns is going to be a great match. It's going to be a great match. And then, hey, guys, we've got the third annual Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Hot dog.
The big question I have,
by the way,
what is the Big Show doing?
Well, I'm about to get to that. Here are the announced participants so far for the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Heath Slater. Curtis Axel.
Dude Kissing.
Adam Rose. Bo Dallas. Kane. And the Big Show.
Buzz Hardiman.
Travis W. Creasy.
And Don Matteo!
I'm just going to steal the trophy and leave.
Might as well.
I do want that trophy. That trophy would be amazing.
Yeah,
they
broke it last
year.
What kind of night
is it? I guess they got a new one.
What's that? They broke it last year.
Of course they did. What WWE does with anything that might be actually cool, that you break it.
What are
Chris Jericho and AJ Styles doing anything at WrestleMania? Or I didn't hear you mention that.
Theoretically, they're going to have a match.
Theoretically.
I'm watching this Roman Reigns thing. This is funny. It's like they're trying to make him like he's Steve Austin, and he is not Steve Austin.
Who is this? Roman Reigns?
Roman Reigns.
Oh, yeah. They've been pushing that for a while.
What on God's green earth is going on here?
How many events now have they closed with Triple H either beating up Roman Reigns or Roman Reigns beating up Triple H? And it goes on way too long.
Not many, because they had Triple H beat him up and break his nose, and he was off TV. So.
No, Roman Reigns has done it to him at least twice.
Maybe. I don't know. I try and block
watch
stuff out.
And Travis
this is really
the
stupid,
other one.
By the way. What are they doing? Well, just ran away.
Why not just make everyone happy and go at last minute, hey, we're taking Roman Reigns out, and it's going to be AJ Styles versus Triple H, and AJ Styles wins.
I'm down with it.
Everybody would be happy.
No, everybody wouldn't be happy, but I would.
I wouldn't be happy because Stone Cold Steve Austin didn't walk out over the title.
Stunner.
I can tell Travis wants a classic late WCW event where, and well, not so much WCW because it's Stone Cold Steve Austin, but just have him interfere every single match.
Yes.
Wins every title and then burns them all.
Like that Raw before the Royal Rumble that one year where he just comes out and stuns everybody. That would be like the greatest event of all time in my mind.
So I'm reading this Donald Trump supporter quotes Facebook page, and one of the comments, Donald said, if I become president, I want to use what I use to build my company to make America great again. I wouldn't care about anything but America. Hashtag Trump train, hashtag GOP debate. And Jeannie Collins, this kook, you will. She says, and I quote, thank you, Donald Trump, for giving up your own company, paying for your campaign, owing no one any favors, and caring about the country you love. Thank God you don't have to please lobbyists, just us, the people. You don't have to do this, so you're not always tactful. If that's the only, that's only in capital letters, only thing I can find wrong with you, thank you again. I appreciate you and the time you're spending making sure We all know you want to serve the people.
So apparently the only thing that Jeannie Collins can find wrong with Donald Trump is that he doesn't use tact. Not that he's a racist, a misogynist, a bigot, a hate monger, a warmonger, and a guy who's pretty much telling everybody, hey, if you elect me, I promise you I will be a dictator. Nope, the only thing she can find wrong with him is that he isn't tactful. Jeannie Collins, you are the official Fuzz and Travis Show moron of the day.
And we really hope you're not listening.
I hope she is listening. I want her to call in right now. Tell her off myself.
All right. I really hope she's not listening. If you are, that was all Fuzz. All him.
All me.
Anyways, I did it for the people. I did it for the rock. There you go.
There you go.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, everybody.
So, you know, obviously we keep pinging back and forth between Donald Trump dislike and WrestleMania. So what were your, like, I mean, our last trip to WrestleMania 8 years ago, what was the top moment of the show to you guys?
Top moment? Oh, it had to be Flair Michaels.
Literally, one of Stone Cold Steve Austin's favorite matches of all time.
Match was great.
Yeah, big fan. It was phenomenal.
That match
was, a good show.
Awesome. It's a great show.
I remember the ladder match was great.
That ladder match was great. Yeah. CM Punk won it,
Shelton,
I believe, right?
It was very impressive. I remember
And by that you mean Shelton Benjamin nearly killed himself and then disappeared for the rest of the match.
Yes.
Well, he was, and I won that match, but he was also very underrated throughout his entire career.
I agree. I absolutely agree.
And if you're listening, Benjamin, that was us. That is the Fuzz and Travis Show. Because we're positive around here.
I would probably
absolutely
the Flair HBK match, because that's the match I brag about to people that I say I witnessed. But I do have to mention the triple threat, in which we were all very pleasantly surprised. We thought there was no way, I'm sure we've talked about this before, we thought there was no way that Randy Orton would overcome both Triple H and John Cena, the perfect Barry machine, but he did.
The teenage girl reaction behind us was, like, worth the ticket price.
Oh, yeah. I just remember Don. You got up for a minute to stretch your legs or whatever, and you just hear his music, and you're like, "Oh my gosh!"
Oh yeah, I was that dismissive. I had planned it like I was going to. This is going to be my bathroom break. This is going to be that moment that The Rock referred to when Big Show comes out. I was just going to go take a bathroom, stretch my legs, and because there was no way that Randy Orton was going to win this match, and he did. And I was well.
He did.
Vince McMahon took that opportunity to actually, you know, surprise me.
There you go.
Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
WrestleMania. Every time I text you, Fuzz, WrestleMania in all caps, I really hope that's how you read that in the Vince McMahon voice. That's what
well,
I was aiming
I will
for.
From now on.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So what it's for. Are we going to attempt to do a show from Dallas, or maybe even me driving in from Florence?
Maybe.
Because, you know, there'll be about a 12-hour span there where I'll be ripping and roaring the road and listening to our new intro 50,000 times.
First thing I listened to on my new Beats headphones had to be that.
I'm sure it sounded phenomenal.
Everything sounds phenomenal on here, just like AJ Styles.
Don, have you heard the new intro? I'm sure you have.
The new intro? I don't recall it. I don't recall a new one.
What's up, partiers? What kind of night is it?
What? Woo! What?
Tell me what they're doing.
What?
Brother.
What?
Ooh, yeah.
Well, I used to be able to hear.
Yeah? What happened?
That was quite loud. But
I have a brand new dance every time that I hear that. That time is a full body shake. The full body shake.
Have you done the Cam Newton? What's this Cam Newton dance called? What's the one where he brings his head into his elbow?
It's called the dab.
Dab. I don't get it. I like it, but I don't get it.
I think it was just somebody sneezed one time, and they're like, ooh. Dun, dun, dun.
I would tell you that Vince McMahon hates
That's
sneezing.
Exactly what that looks like.
He hates what?
Sneezing. He feels like people should be able to control sneezes. And
I've seen that.
He very much blocks out sneezing.
Yeah, which clearly demonstrates he does not know what sneezing is. Like, that sneezing is a good thing. That, like, it's part of your immune system.
It's a what?
So, like... Go ahead.
Hello. I was asking, it's a what?
So what you're telling me is we can blame him not sneezing for the current situation of the company.
Probably.
I'm down with that. He just repressed one too many sneezes.
Maybe. Hey, Don.
That's affected his brain. Say that.
Question for you. Did you ever notice that in each of the Dark Knight trilogy movies, the main bad guy disguises himself at some point as one of his henchmen?
I saw that little bit of trivia.
Yeah.
No, I have not noticed. When?
I mean,
I know the Dark Knight.
Well, Ra's al Ghul, and then of course Joker and. Bane, they all do it. Like towards the beginning.
I don't remember the Bane one.
On the plane.
In the plane, yeah.
He's wearing a hood.
Okay. Well, I guess that's true. Yeah. Never noticed.
I'm sure there's some psychoanalyzed thing that means or something that. You know, only guys like you can get because you're just so smart. Or not. You could all take that seriously and be upset and start brooding.
I'm so mad at you, Travis.
It's about time. I've been trying for years.
Not really mad at
you. I thought the bachelor party snub would have put you over the line, but. Never could quite get it.
Oh, here's
not a great Buzz and Travis show until that gets brought up.
Here's a really cool. I didn't even hear what you said, to be honest with you.
Exactly, cereal.
I was reading something. Don, check this out. The Joker card at the end of Batman Begins. You recall this? Don Mateo,
again,
are you there?
the Joker card that is shown at the end of Batman Begins. You remember this?
I do.
It says here, it is an exact replica of the Joker playing card in the 1989 graphic novel Arkham Asylum by Grant Morrison and Dave McKeon.
Really? I did not
know. Cooler still, the evidence label lists that the officer who discovered it as Jay Kerr, one of Joker's favorite aliases, Joe Kerr, in the comics.
Wow. Blown my mind.
Yeah.
I'd always known about the I know a lot about the Dark Knight trivia, but the other ones I have not gone into.
I just love that little bit of detail. And think about all the actors that were in the Dark Knight trilogy. I mean, it's really a who's who, isn't it? And what is that weird music? Somebody? Anybody?
I don't know what all these sounds are.
What is it? Don? Is that you? What are you doing?
That would not be me.
Maybe I am insane. Maybe I am insane. And maybe it's time for you to find out how insane I am. Yeah. Right now. Yeah.
The Macho Man Randy Savage. Can you imagine if Randy Savage and Brian Pillman had been in a feud?
That would have been phenomenal.
The world could not handle that, and that's why it didn't happen. Don Mateo, I got to tell you what I watched yesterday. It was a WCW Nitro from March 1996, okay? And the main event, an amazing six-man tag team match. Okay, six-man tag team match. I'm going to start naming the opponents and I want the wrestlers, and I want you to kind of give your first impressions as I go along. All right, six-man tag match. The Taskmaster, Kevin Sullivan.
Yeah.
The Enforcer, Arn Anderson.
Arn, I don't know why you say that.
Nature Boy, Ric Flair.
Those guys
were a team, right? Yeah, that was
great team.
Yeah, great. It's hard to imagine Sullivan teaming up with them, but
now they are facing off against the team of the Macho Man Randy Savage. Right?
Oh, it's already gold.
Wait, Hulk Hogan and the Booty Man.
Because that's what's missing from the team of Macho Man and Hulk Hogan.
Wait a second. Stipulations to this match. It's a strap match, okay? Strap match, but that's not enough. It is also a lumberjack match.
Pretty sure I watched that not too long ago.
Oh, it's terrible, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And we're like,
many stipulations.
We're literally 2 months away from Scott Hall showing up. 3 months away from the NWO officially forming.
Yeah.
And this is what they're putting on top every night. So I watched the very next episode, the next week, okay? And the main event is a tag team match. I'm not even making this up. Okay?
Well, it's
Savage. Listen, it's Savage and Hogan versus Flair and the Taskmaster in just a plain old tag team match. It's amazing.
How I could just kill a man.
Right.
Well, it's no wonder that when the NWO did come along that they felt like they had to ride that into the ground, because or we gotta go back to doing Taskmaster and these crazy matches.
I guess the old saying is true that desperation is the greatest foundation of innovation.
Makes sense.
If you've never heard that before, it's because I just made that quote up. I'm not even sure I could tell you it all the same way again.
I don't think so. No, but it made sense to me. Well, I liked it.
There's something appropriate about a character named the Booty Man in not only a lumberjack match, but a strap match as well.
Oh, yeah.
Don, this is a funny
one. Oh, yeah. It's all sold in.
Say what is quite unusual. He was, of course, if you're wondering who the Booty Man was, everybody, he was formerly Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
How many homosexuals in your neighborhood?
Another good question.
I don't recall his matches, but I can only guess from what I gather that we only know who he is because of Hulk Hogan. He was friends with Hulk Hogan.
Oh, yeah. Because
all of these gimmicks are terrible.
I threw it out there last night on Twitter. Was Ed Leslie, Brutus Beefcake, ever, at any point, actually over? Did the crowd ever, actually like him? I say no.
It's like, who's the guy with Hulk Hogan? Okay, we'll clap for him, too.
Yeah.
So, I have a question. I think I know the answer. How well have the Hulk Hogan cartoons held up over time?
Heck if I know. I never watched it, to be honest with you.
I'll have to go back and check it out. I imagine they were pretty terrible.
Oh, I imagine so, yeah. I'd say that apparently old WWF VHS tapes are selling like crazy now. Like, people are putting up some big-time money for this stuff.
You going to sell yours?
I should, probably, yeah.
Personally, I prefer to invest in art. I'll stick with art.
Guys, I'm going to go ahead and direct you, if you are near a computer and can check this out. You need to go look at Dooner Currington's profile.
Oh, no.
And you need to look at his header, I believe. Let me double check before I send y'all in that direction.
Too late, I'm already in there.
If I don't have...
Marty trying to tame the wild beast. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Woo!
He's... Shame would go so far for that young man. And it's not even like his profile picture is any better. It is a very portly young man. Standing next to an old man who could care less about him, and in his hands he's holding what appears to be the leanest piece of meat he's ever eaten—a fish. And also, the old man sitting in the chair appears to have an arrow sticking right out of his forehead.
I'm currently watching Bengal Greg attempt to grab a moth through the double window doors, and it is hilarious. It's like America trying to elect a president.
Travis, you can probably identify with this. I had to hear a 19-year-old today tell me all about how her generation is dumb and the kids now are dumb, and she's not a kid.
Yeah.
I said, listen, they're kids. They're just going to be dumb. Don't worry. It'll be okay. No, this is the worst generation
ever. You don't know the half of it, sister.
This is the worst. These kids are the worst ever. No. No. This is not these kids are not the worst ever. Let's not go overboard here. We're just dealing with kids. They're dumb. Eventually, they become adults who vote for Trump or become smart.
Proof that one generation is rarely worse than another generation. There was a time period when the Holocaust occurred. So, not to be a downer, but whole generations of people let that happen. So,
the A-bomb. People actively, researched how to figure out how to kill, enormous amounts of people at one time for freedom. Okay? Yeah. Listen, guys, don't worry. Whatever goofy things that your high school pals are doing at their parties, while I don't approve, it doesn't make them the worst group of kids that I've ever lived.
That's my call, not yours.
Thank you. But it is humorous to me to hear a 19-year-old say, I'm not a kid.
You are.
If you're not a kid, then go buy a bottle
of vodka. I
got to
call it quits early. Thanks for having me on. You guys have a good night.
Bye. Take it easy, Johnny.
Don Mateo. Don Mateo leaving on a high spot. Don Mateo, tell us a joke before you leave.
Tell you a joke before? Oh, I'm terrible at jokes.
What's the punchline?
Go look up what culture's reaction to Be a Man, the Be a Man record by Macho Man Randy Savage, the rap album.
All right. There you have it. Had a wonderful evening, Don. Love you, too.
Indeed.
Jeez. I feel like I fell off of you.
Shut up!
Okay. Shout out to Russell.
Yeah. Folks, we're doing bad stuff.
People.
What is this about?
People.
It's not necessary. Peace and love, y'all. Just goes better that way.
Shout out to the Riverside students who are currently in France.
Hey, shout out to the Bowdens who are currently in France.
Keep your nose clean.
Yeah, guys. Come home safe. Nervous for them, So close to all the action.
Way too close.
Tell you what, as a pacifist, I can say peace had nothing to do with this.
It's true.
Our noses are clean.
Who told you can eat my cookies?
Not me. I would never let anyone eat your cookies, Mr. Schwarzenegger.
Oh, thanks, Travis. What a good pal. It's almost like every picture on Dooner's Facebook is supposed to be like, I don't even know what's going on. Also weird.
Just get off of there, man. Just get off of there.
Well, I made a mistake and I clicked on Josh Currington's page. The older brother I never knew.
Run for your life.
And I still don't get how he's related. He doesn't look like any of them in any way, shape, or form. Like, I look at this guy and I just think there is no way. There is no way on that he's related to our old buddy Dooner. There's no way. Can you confirm or deny it?
I cannot.
You knew the guy.
Can I confirm if they're kin to each other?
Yeah.
I mean, I've never seen any paperwork, but there's enough there in common that, yeah, I would assume so, yes.
Never met Josh. I look at him, and I just think there's just no way. Just no way.
By the way, shout out to whoever shared the video of the doggone boa constrictor attacking a dog. Thanks for ruining
my night. I don't think I can watch that.
Don't. It's awful.
Oh, it sounds awful. I'm not even comfortable hearing that.
Like, I guess they're sharing it to try and figure out where the video came from so they could go and, like, jack them up. But it's like, I don't want to see that.
No. It's like burn victims and, like, stuff like that, and aborted babies. I don't need to see that on Facebook, guys. You know?
Get that corn cob out of my face.
Discretion is a better part of valor. That's what I say.
Discretion.
By the way,
do
you know Bill Murray's
statement.
Son is an assistant coach for Xavier?
I did not.
Yeah. How about that, huh? Speaking of which,
I saw that picture
of
him with the hat on.
Yeah. How's our Fuzz and Travis Show bracket doing, by the way? You want to update everybody on that?
Oh, my goodness. It's pretty rough, but I will update everybody. We actually picked Oklahoma to win it all, so that's a good thing. My personal bracket is dead as a doornail.
Never made a personal bracket this year. I just didn't care enough.
We are actually the show bracket is actually tied for points with my personal bracket. And we are trailing Ben Hayes by 10 points. But Ben can only score a high of 560, whereas the show bracket, as crazy as this is, can score a total of 840 points.
Hot dog.
Ben's group picked Kentucky to win it all. They're out of the tournament. And we picked Oklahoma to win it all, which is still in the tournament. So,
love it.
For the first time ever, we might actually win our own basketball challenge.
I love it. And who picked Oklahoma?
Oklahoma should just go ahead and win the whole thing.
Oh, just love it. Yeah, absolutely. Boomer. Why not? Why not? The old boys from down.
Go ahead and win the thing.
Down the panhandle.
The boys.
Actually, I don't think Norman's on the panhandle.
7 minutes.
How about that, no?
It was kind of zoomed.
Thank you. It did. Thanks for bringing up the fact that we don't have any time, or we have a lot of time left. Maybe what you're hearing for the next 7 minutes. Bunch of crickets, you know?
Okay. I like it. I like it. So, when are you? I know we've talked about this on the show already. You're heading down on Wednesday?
Headed down on Thursday morning.
Thursday morning.
Yep. So, I'm going to have a few hours to kill after I leave the airport. My ride will not get there until a few hours after me, so I'm going to have to figure out something to do. Probably try and get an early check-in. We'll see what happens. I'll figure something out.
Not
resourceful.
Depending on what the Don does, if Don ends up going, we may be there like early morning on Saturday. But if Don does not go, I am planning on being there much earlier than that. Hopefully to be able to
That'd
maybe do something on Friday with you cats.
It'd be awesome.
If I continue and stay the path and drive, I will leave at like 6 a.m. on Friday morning.
Okay.
Which would put me there around 6 p.m.
Ish. You know, give or take.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
And if I find out soon enough, I might still fly. And that would put me there. I don't know when that would put me there. It'd be just up to whenever I could get
you check prices
get a ride.
It's a little, it's getting high up on those prices.
Yeah. That's why I'm probably pretty sure I'm going to be driving, so roll tide to that. Me and Bagel Greg hanging out right here, talking on the show.
So the Brock Lesnar, Dean Ambrose is what you're looking forward to the most, right?
All right, thanks for holding that down for me. I've been holding in the bathroom break for a while and just it wasn't happening anymore.
Gotcha.
My
ball was earlier.
Dean Ambrose and Brock Lesnar, apparently there's going to be a chainsaw involved. I don't know if you heard about this.
I saw that. Chainsaw Charlie.
No holds barred.
A chainsaw.
No holds barred, so we're breaking out the big guns and we're going chainsaw. All right, well, chainsaw is going to kill a guy, guys. Chainsaw will kill a guy.
Yeah. It's not like you can do it like Triple H does it and just cover up the end with your hand and then hit him in the soft spot.
I hate that sledgehammer. So stupid. I thought that was stupid since I was a kid. Every time I saw it, I just thought, that's going to kill somebody.
If I'm going to get in the ring and use the sledgehammer, I'm not going to cover up the end and go for the tummy.
We'll kill the guy. I'm not much for weapons in wrestling anyway. I think, I don't know. It's overdone, first of all. Plus, it's like, this is supposed to be like a fake sport. Why are we hitting each other with weapons? Who does this? I mean, I'm not saying you got to be MMA, but you ain't ever going to see somebody in MMA just bring out a chair and whack somebody over the head with it. Sledgehammer.
Could you imagine?
The ring. I mean, it'd probably be better, but.
Instead, just
by the way,
in the face and get knocked out.
Last weekend, there was a young man who fought on UFC Fight Night 85 who, in the second round of his fight, was hit with 100 unanswered blows.
Nice.
Somebody needs to be held accountable for that. Why would the referee not stop that match? That man needs to be held accountable.
Hmm. That's rough.
A lot of blows. Yeah, dude.
That should have been called, like, on the third one, tops. I mean, it depends if he's blocking, I guess, but if it's just straight.
100 punches.
No gloves on.
100 in a row.
Yeah.
That's insane. That's insane.
That's why when people are talking about football being so dangerous, I'm like, there's still sports out there where people get punched in the face repeatedly.
Ugh. I'd say, and that's part of the reason I can't watch MMA, because when I do and they're just sitting there, you know, laying blows into a guy's face, it just hurts to watch.
Yeah. I mean, Ronda Rousey gets kicked to the face, and that picture, like, gives me nightmares.
Ronda Rousey's pretty awesome, though.
I mean, that kick to the face, that is like, booyah. Money. Ow.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible. Dude, it's 10:30. Can you believe it?
Yeah, it's 10:30.
What's up, partiers? What kind of night is it?
Tonight we're good old Fuzz Hardman's getting pretty tired.
Man, I want to hear that.
You believe I'm saying
it,
10:30.
It may be a WrestleMania tradition, but I got to hear that at some point, the radio edit of that guy singing Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's hilarious.
We'll have to break that out. I'll find that somewhere. We'll break that out.
I'm pumped, man. I'm jacked. I can barely sit still. It's finally here.
Telling you, man. It's going to be awesome. If Don makes it, we might all have to hit up this water park down there, Hawaiian Falls.
Hopefully it's warm enough.
It's Dallas. It's got to be, right? It's Texas. Come on now.
Pretty cold down here right now.
Yeah, but you're not sitting in the desert, dude. 70 degrees out here today. Beautiful Midwest.
By the way, what is this hashtag free WrestleMania? Oh, the network advertising.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, they're giving away their biggest show of the year for free. All right, well, wouldn't recommend it, but I don't make the rules, so whatever.
Don't they give me a ticket?
Which one, dude? It's not my company. Yeah, I wish they would, right?
You ready to get up out of here?
Yawn. Let's do it, bro. Get out of here.
When we're going to be back on the interwebs together.
Not soon enough is always the answer.
Well, you take it easy, Fuzz. Get some rest. Let's get our party boots on, because before too long, we will need them.
Y'all, we're leaving for WrestleMania here in about a week. It's going to be awesome, and we're going to tweet about it. So, at Fuzz Hardiman, that's Fuzz with three Z's, at Fuzz Hardiman, and at ViolaBass83.
Let's do it.
And at
Fuzz
Travis. Like us on Facebook.
Yeah.
FuzzBassign.com.
Woohoo!
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
What kind of night is it?
What? Woo! What?
Tell me what they're doing.
What?
Brother.
What?
Ooh, yeah.